Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Layla Hathaway, Mirror.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. The bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
Find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Layla Hathaway. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. I love that song, and I'll tell you why I played it this morning. But we're going to get ready to move into that space. That space, that powerful presence where we become intentional. And as we recognize that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe, and on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. But we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we become intentional, intentional about the breath, turning inward to the presence of the God in us, calling forth that presence, becoming one with that one, connecting with the breath. You see, there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we become still, I want you to breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe deep into the diaphragm. Breathe into the heart. And as you breathe in, hold it to the count of eight. Holding it to the count of to the point of vibration, and then I want you to release. And so as we center our mind, be still and know that I am God. I want you to take in a deep breath. Let's pray. Release. And freeing your mind from all thoughts and limitations. And it's right now moment in becoming just free and surrender to the present. Let's breathe again. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe. Release. And breathe again. Just breathe. Be still. And know that I am. That I am God. Breathe in. And last time, family. There's power in the breath. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. And release. and as we become present with the words of Reverend Ike's prayer treatment, recognizing the presence of God in us, knowing that nobody can do what we can do. And so as we call forth that presence of God in us, asking God to show us our gifts and our talents, blessing our money substance, honoring the divine in us this morning, together we will do the Reverend Ike prayer treatment. I hope it is blessing your soul to do it every morning and be consistently with it as it is mine. Together, family, let's breathe in the words of Reverend Ike as we speak these words together.
Let's get rid of all of the money hang-ups. I'll tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup.
My cup runneth over.
Runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I open my mind to all the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure.
All of the riches
of
life.
All the riches.
Health, happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success,
love.
Prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity, and money.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
Open my mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being,
of the
doing,
mind.
Having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of the God.
This is
in
real
me.
Money.
This is real.
This is
money.
The money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
That I need and
money.
Want.
That I need, want, and desire.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my
mind.
And I
mind. See myself.
I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to
I
be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy
I see
person.
Myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a
I see
happy
myself
person.
As a loving person.
I see myself as a
I
loving
see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous
I see
person.
And feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
See that I have all the money I need, want, and desire for all the good causes.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Ooh, I see myself with stocks
certificates
and bonds.
Of deposit.
Certificates of
a
deposit.
A big investment portfolio.
A very big investment
I
portfolio.
I see myself having money making money.
You see, I see myself having money making
money.
Money
making money.
Money
making money.
money making.
It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you
for money,
God, in me.
And all of the goodness of life.
And all of the goodness in life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Money making money. All right, we're going to continue in this energy and hear the prayer of Ayanna Vincent. Release every behavior, every pattern, all the information that is stored in our cells, muscle fibers, our organs, and every living system in our being. Let's release it right now, family. Oh, Holy Spirit, come.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship, with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, and so it is. Wow, what a beautiful, well, I'm in North Carolina, so I say what a beautiful sunny morning. Good morning, oh God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, wow. Father Sky, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. The land, the soil, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning, earth, wind, fire, water, ethers. Good morning to the most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke you here today. Good morning, archangels. Ascended Masters, Master God and Spirit Guides, as we invite and invoke the unseen presence into this call this morning. Good morning. And as we stop each and every Monday through Friday together, we honor our ancestors and all the forces of the ancestors' energy into this call, asking for their direction, their help as we pay homage to our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. To my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Whew, let me just bask in that energy for a minute. I was thinking about March 5th, made 4 years where we laid her body to rest, and I remember leaving out the house in the days in the fall, going to the funeral home, the church where we did the celebration of our life. And I could just remember two faces that immediately kind of took me out the fog for a minute, and it warmed my heart. And so this morning I want to just honor their presence, Minetti, Linda, Catherine Welch, just thanking them for their presence on that day. And I've been thinking of the words to say, and I haven't found quite the words to text them to let them know how much my heart warmed immediately when I saw their faces. I don't know, it just did something to me. So today I want to honor them as I honor the gift that my mother's life gave me. And so as we honor our ancestors this morning, I thank God for this opportunity to be present. Because of her, I am. Thank you, Mom. And honor Miss Mama Colette Grant, who was the midwife of this call. I thank you for her presence. And as we invite our known and unknown ancestors into this call this morning, I just thank you, ancestors. So I want you to speak the names of your loved ones as we call forth their presence to lead us and guide us this morning. I just call forth their presence, and even our unknown ancestors. You know, watching the movie Black Panther, when they call forth the ancestors, and they were calling forth the ancestors to help them bring back T'Challa life, and they every time they would go back and see the ancestors of the ancestors of the ancestors and ancestors all the way back, I thought about how powerful and amazing our God is. Because not only do we have the help and assistance of angels and archangels, assistant, ascended masters, and all the unseen forces, but we have this beautiful remembrance of those who walked this journey before us. The reason we stand right here on the shoulders of so many because of those who came before us. And so today, I just want you to do a special honor to the lineage of our great mothers and great-great-great-great mothers and all the great-greats of the fathers on both sides who created a path for our existence today. Thank you, ancestors, as we honor you and pour libations into the earth. We say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. And as we always do, we send love into our descendants this morning. We send love to those who will come behind us, those that are here and those that haven't made it to the planet yet. We send love and light to those given life and a path of ease, elegance, and grace, speaking life over wonderful, mighty energy, knowing that they will grow and know that they are mighty in the land. And as we stop, honor to the divine gift called you, called me. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to place your hand over your heart and just say, thank you, God. Thank you for creating me today. Thank you for creating me as a magnificent gift to the planet. I thank you for my divine presence on this planet. I thank you for the opportunity to share my gifts and my talent and my greatness that the world's been waiting for. I want you to thank God for your presence. and remind yourself how magnificent you are. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires, my gods and goddesses on this line. I honor your presence this morning. Good morning, sisters and brothers. Good morning on this March the 9th, on this Friday. Wow. It just seemed like we started the new year and we're already in March. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is a magnificent day, as I remind you on this day that only you can do what you've been called to do. And so today we're going to talk about more about self-love. We're on day 5 of our magnificent money challenge. And it's been an amazing, even though I've done this challenge before, it seems like a different feeling this time. It feels so amazing to be in an experience with my money and my relationship with money. I'm just excited. We've gotten a lot of great feedback. And everybody's excited. So I'm going to play this song, Roy Ayers and Erykah Badu. It's a remake, a little bit of Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And then we're going to get right into a letter that was written. We're going to talk about that letter. And we're going to talk about why I played the song we played earlier.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping.
Sunshine.
I wanna see it again and do it again. Oh, just
Hi, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey and Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm super excited to be here today. And I wanted to read this letter, email kind of, that came over from yesterday. She's been on a call for a while, and she's on a Money Love Challenge with us, and she wanted to understand more. So I'm going to read the letter to you. She said, "Dear Janine, I'm grateful for the opportunity to ride the Love Journey experience for a while, and I think I've been one of those people who's been a hearer and not a doer, but I haven't been able to really learn to appreciate and love myself. I hated myself for so long that it's so hard. I heard you say, since we've been doing this Money Love Challenge, and you say it often, even before the challenge, that money is a direct reflection of how we feel about ourselves. And every time I hear you say that, it feels like a sting in my heart, because I feel like a person who hates herself. Totally. I'm very overweight. I'm considered not very attractive. And so when I look in the mirror, I see nothing but hate. I can't even find anything beautiful about me to even begin to like myself, Janine, and I don't know how to begin to like myself. This letter is a plea to figure out how to learn to like something that I've never been able to like. I look in the mirror, I see a 300 and something pound, very dark skin, very unattractive, and I can go on and on for days about how I don't like myself. I desperately want to learn to love myself like what you talk about. I try to do the mirror work, but the mirror don't seem to help me. I can't seem to make the mirror my best friend. I can't seem to make myself my best friend. I can't seem to love the very essence of me. And I do hear theoretically that I am a gift. I do theoretically understand that God don't make no junk, but emotionally, I can't. I just can't. Can you teach me? Can you help me? Can you show me how to love what's unlovable?" Of course, I've had a very rough childhood. I've been used and abused by men. And I understand that it may be my own vibrational energy that you talk about, but I don't even understand how. I mean, I understand what vibrations are, but I don't understand how to change or shift my vibrations in order to shift the idea of being able to even be in a healthy relationship. And, of course, my unhealthy relationship with myself has caused my children. I have four children by four different men who never loved me, who never cared about me. And now my children are outrageous because of my unloved energy and unhealthy processes, which I didn't understand when I was raising them. I come to understand a lot about myself from this love journey, but now that I'm aware, I still don't know how to add 1 + 1 and heal the part of me that needs to be healed. So I want to thank you for the Love Journey Challenge. I want to thank you for having this platform. I want to thank you for allowing women and men to come here to heal. But I've been hearing it, but I haven't been able to do it. And so today I just thought I'd write to ask, how do you learn to truly love yourself? Oof. Her name is Angie. And so I was just reading the email yesterday, and I thought to myself, you know, we hear this, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. And I guess it's such an abstract idea, and sometimes when we begin the journey, or sometimes when we understand things and we try to explain an abstract thought, maybe it's not conveyed in a way that is easy to understand. So I thought today, I prayed this morning and asked God, what should I say back? How do I share And she writes more. She even describes herself as a person. She uses Gabrielle Sidibe as an example of how she has been a role model to her, because she feels like she's a very similar look like Gabrielle Sidibe. But I'm saying to you today that this work is not a work that you can be a hero of. And it is a work that I suggest that when you look in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, I suggest that you look so deep into the soul essence, not into the physical color of your skin, not into the physical body, not into the physical presence, but into the soul. The work is to speak to the soul. So I think when women are looking in the mirror and you're looking at yourself, I would suggest that you start with a prayer that would go like this. And the reason why I read this letter, because there might be other people on this line feeling very similar thoughts, because this is, you know, it's easy to talk about the work. It's easy to say it, but are we really living the work? And so I want you to look deep into the mirrors, but not look at the physical, but to look into the spirit, the soul essence. Because the soul is what animates the unique presence of you. I heard Oprah say this. She was talking to Joel Osteen, and she told Joel Osteen, when he was talking about an affirmation, I am beautiful, she said she never felt beautiful. So she couldn't say it because it didn't feel true and ring true for her, because she never felt beautiful. And I thought about that when I heard this, when you wrote this email to me, Angie. I wanted to say this to you. It takes work, but you can do it. It takes work, and there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no timeline. But just the fact that you even come to the line, and the fact that you're doing the work and trying to do the work, is a very good step in learning to be all that you can be. And so I would suggest that you pray the prayer, God, if you believe in God or whatever force you believe in or the greater part of you, to show you your own greatness. You know, many times women get together and it's easy for us to not talk about the greatness of us. It's easy when a woman compliments you and say, oh, you look beautiful today. You are amazing. And how uncomfortable we feel when someone gives us a compliment. How easy it is for us to bond over pain. How easy it is for us to get caught up in what's not happening in our life, because we don't know how to take ownership and responsibility and take control of our own happiness and our own life, because we're directly responsible for the happiness that we want to have in our life. We're responsible for putting stars in our own sky. We're responsible. But see, life has given us so many fairy tales that we want relationships to be so fairy tale. We're waiting for the knight in shiny armor. We're waiting for somebody to come and take us and sweep us off our feet. And I'm not saying life cannot happen like that. But what I am saying is you first got to be in control of your own happiness. You first got to make sure that you're loving and honoring the divine gift that you are. And there's no monopoly on beauty. You see, beauty doesn't have to come in one shape, one size, one color. There is so many variety and diverse ways that beauty shows up on the planet. And so today I want you to take beauty out the box and recognize that you are beautiful just because you are. And whoever told you you wasn't beautiful, and then that story you keep playing over in yourself, okay? So you might be weighing more than you want to weigh, but take it one day at a time, 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time. And know that wherever you are, you can shift to the very soul essence of you. And every time a thought comes up that you're feeling not worthy of, that thought, like when you say to yourself you're not beautiful and you feel not worthy of saying that about yourself, you X that out. You breathe that out. And let me tell you something about the beauty of chocolate skin. I want you to just one day just warm up some oil after you bathe or wash yourself up and just put the beautiful oils on and watch the richness and the beauty of your skin color just come alive from the love and the anointing of the oil. Watch your skin come alive in the rich chocolate. There's something rich about the chocolateness of your skin. I haven't seen you. I'm just going by what you say your color is. And I know that there's beauty in all colors. There's beauty in all sizes. And there's beauty in all shape. And there's something that you can start with, whether it's your hands, your feet. There's something beautiful, I'm sure, that you have overlooked because we're so used to seeing our faults. We're so used to looking in the mirror and looking at the parts of us we don't like. We're so used to desperately seeing in us the parts that we feel are not that pleasurable or that great. But in order to get into a place of love, you got to start to recognize, even if it's just the smallest minute thing, even if you said I had the greatest mind on the planet, start there. It doesn't matter. If you looked in the mirror and you saw your lips and you said, you know, I like the shape of my lips, it could be the smallest thing, whatever it is, and begin to start there. Because women, I don't care how beautiful or how society may deem her unattractive, we have an unspoken agreement to bond with each other in negativity. And we have to learn to change that tie. As queens, as sister goddesses, as goddesses, we need to change the tie and tone patrol. It's time to hear each other far more clearly than we can hear it in ourselves. And it may take a little bit of work for us to do this. How many times have you told a woman, oh, you're so beautiful, oh, you're so amazing, well, that's a nice dress you got on, girl, this is old, oh, girl, these shoes, and they start pointing out the negativity. Because for some reason there's an unspoken agreement to bond over negativity. But it's going to be up to us to change that thought process, to change the tide. And anytime we start something new, it's like a muscle. We got to keep rehearsing. We got to keep rehearsing. We got to learn to brag on ourselves. Yes, this is beautiful, and I appreciate you recognizing that this is a beautiful dress. We got to start inspiring each other. So that we can be able to accept compliments when someone says to you, oh, wow, you look absolutely stunning today. And we can just simply say, thank you. Girl, my hair is my better. Because we don't know how to accept compliments. We're uncomfortable when someone says to us, that's put a light on us and shine bright on us. Oh, you have such a brilliant mind. Oh, girl. And we start to downplay it. So I want us to start creating that muscle, the muscle that says we're going to change that tide and start working that muscle out of accepting a compliment from ourselves and from others. Working it out, and we're going to start complimenting each other. And if a sister won't accept your compliment, you stop her right there and say, no, just simply accept and receive this beautiful compliment right now. Don't even allow yourself, herself, anybody in your circle not to accept the beauty of her own self. It's time to be goddesses again, to walk in the energy of our own delightfulness. And the only way we're going to do that is by doing our work. And yeah, it might be embarrassing. Oh, I apologize if I embarrass you, but I had to acknowledge how absolutely beautiful you look today. See, it is a beauty that radiates from the inside out. And see, the beauty of the radiation of the beauty that comes from inside out, it doesn't matter what color, what makeup, what no makeup, it's the beauty that comes from the inside that gives you a glow. And so today, I'm going to invite Khadija in to give us day five, and then I want to in with this, with Dr. Michael Beckwith and the opportunity to vision with the two questions, even though the whole vision process is five questions, but he gives us two of them. And I want us to be able to come back to the link to listen over again this weekend and use this as an opportunity to ask the divine, what is it that the divine is expressing to us in this right now moment? What is it that the universe is wanting to merge through us? And that's the question over the weekend. I know you like, every time we're doing this challenge, you keep giving us extra work to do. But this is powerful work. And Angie, I applaud you for your transparency, your humility, and your ability to speak your truth out loud, even write your truth out loud. And this I want you to take and really immerse yourself into the presence of the presence that lives in you. And ask the question, not the question why, but the empowering question, must I learn from this situation? What is it that you need to learn in this right now moment? What is the beautiful divine wanting to express to you in your pain right now? So, I'm going to invite her in for her to tell us what day five is. Is this day five? Yeah. And then we're going to listen to Dr. Michael Beckwith on our way out. Good morning, Khadija. Khadija.
Good morning, Lady Love.
Good morning.
You okay? I had to get myself together this morning. Of the Money Love Challenge.
Yes.
And this morning, as you were speaking about giving reverence to our ancestors, Spirit is always in the midst of everything. Yes, I am. I was thinking this morning how I wanted to give reverence to an ancestor who transitioned 10 years ago, and how today marked a very special day. Today is March 9th, and 27 years ago, I said I do to this beautiful human being. Who is very much still present. And I was, as I was thinking about it, I was looking at day five of the Money Love Challenge. And today is your money why. So you're going to pull out your journal and you're going to write about why do you want the money and what would you do with it. And this morning I was taking the children to school, listening to you share this morning, and before they got out of the car, I said to them, you know, today's our 27th anniversary. I said it to Kismet and Suleiman. And Suleiman said, oh, okay, cool. And so we went on about our day and dropped them off. And I started to think about my why. And I wanted to share on the line today. But first I wanted to just honor his presence. When I say he, I mean my husband. If you don't know, many of you do.
Can you speak his name?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband transitioned. I don't like to say I lost, because nothing is ever lost. Energy is never gone. It just transforms into another level. But his name is Kareem Ali, affectionately known as Ali. And I just want to honor him today. Thank you, Janine, for giving me the space to do that. Honor him for who he was while he was on the planet, who he was to me as a husband, who he was to my children as a father, who he was to our community. He was known as Mr. Ali in our community. He was always so just nice to the children in our neighborhood, and he always called all the little girls pretty, and he called all the little boys man. You know, he, come here, man, you know. Hey, you know, if they were doing something or being a little bit extra rambunctious, he'd say, come here, man. You know, hey, you know, watch it or be careful. Or, come here, pretty. You know, be careful now. And just who he was as a firefighter, he was very proud of becoming a firefighter. And who he was in our community as a parent in the schools. I mean, he just, So many roles. He was also a Trekkie. He loved all things sci-fi, and he would have been so proud of the Black Panther, because he was a big, big, big Marvel fan. So he would have been proud on different levels. He would have been proud of the movie and the story of Black Panther from that perspective of the comic book, but also just how they did the movie and the action. And it's so funny because I was sitting there thinking about, I was thinking about him when I went to see the movie the first time. And I was like, you know, he probably would have liked that scene, and he probably would have liked this scene. And, you know, he just would have been very, very pleased. So I wanted to share that, but also I wanted to tie it into my why, share what my why is. Just a little bit of background. My husband went in for a physical for his job, came back a lot anemic. They thought he had diverticulitis. And they did a colonoscopy and they found colon cancer. And then when he did the surgery, it was stage 4 colon cancer. And about 2.5 years after he was diagnosed, he transitioned. And maybe 4 days before he passed away, the doctor came in the room and said that, you know, there was nothing else that he could do. And I'll never forget the look on my husband's face. So when the doctor finished talking, he said, he asked two questions. He said, are you all really married? I want to make sure because, you know, in the event anything happens, you don't want, you know, anything to stand in the way of making sure that your wife gets what she needs. So he said, yes. So he said, okay. So he said, the second question was, you know, what are you worried about? And my dear husband, 37 years old, father of five, husband, said, my wife and my children. And I thought to myself later, wow, he didn't say anything about my life is being cut short or I'm angry or I'm sad or, you know, I'm so young. He said, my wife and my children. And in that moment, I said to him, Ali, don't worry. I got us. I got the kids. Don't worry. I'm going to be okay. The kids are going to be okay. And in that moment, that was my line. And it's still today's stand. And I've done the Money Love Challenge maybe 2015, wrote then, and today it still stands. And it's so funny that today five falls on, you know, what is your why? But that's my why. My why is keeping a promise. My why is continuing a legacy that my husband and I started 27 years ago and making sure that our children are cared for and making sure that they're okay. And inside of that, of course, is my daughter. Some people know on the line, some people may not know. I have a daughter who has Down syndrome. She's 18 years old. She's such a gift to the planet. And I remember when she was born, my husband said, the doctor came in and, you know, said what he said, and I just went blank. And I just remember saying to him at that moment, in that moment, 18 years ago, you know, what are we going to do? And his response was take care of her. All of that with the legacy and everything is making sure that my daughter is taken care of, making sure that my daughter has the most best quality of life that I can give her. So I want to thank you, Janine, for allowing me to speak what I needed to speak this morning. I am grateful and I am so thankful to be a part of this community. And I'm thankful and grateful that I was blessed to spend 16 years with an amazing, amazing man. And I want everyone to think about their why. Really, really sit today. Sit with that reasoning. Why you want money in your life. And what would you do with it? And with that, Janine, I thank you again, and I'm complete.
All right. Again, thank you, Khadija, for heading us up on this 21-day challenge. Thank you for your transparency and your love. I don't know what it is about this challenge this particular time, but there's a lot of transparency, a lot of things that are showing up in people's spaces. And so I'm just grateful that you're sharing, because it's something powerful that happens when we tell our truth out loud. And so thank you for sharing your truth with us this morning, my beautiful goddess sister. And as I hold you in love and light today, reminding you that there is no separation in spirit and that all that is, you are. Beautiful and amazing. And so I just thank you for sharing it. And I just want to thank Kareem Ali for being the man he was to leave you in such a great space, had his business in order where you and your children were taken care of, And so that's an honor. So we just honor Kareem today. We pour more libations, and we thank Kareem for doing what he did to make sure that you will be covered to take care of your children for the days that he would not be on the planet. Isn't that an awesome, awesome thing that he loved you so much that he planned to make sure you were taken care of after he was gone off the planet and your children, that you didn't have to want or think for anything after that. And so we honor that he loved you that much. Isn't that a great thought, Khadija? That's just great. That's why having our money in order is very important. Having our relationship to money, doing what we have to do to make sure that the people we say we love can be taken care of after we're gone is powerful. And even to be able to take care of them while we're on the planet is powerful. All right, we're going to get ready and end our call this morning, knowing that this Money Love Challenge is to help make us and create for us a better, more loving, more powerful experience with mostly with ourselves. Because guess what? Every relationship is what? Starts with us. My heart. And so we're going to hear this as we go out with Dr. Michael Beckwith. These are the empowering questions. He wants to talk to us about him asking the right questions. So, Andrea, I dedicate this part of the call to you, hoping that you can get some answers to those questions that you are asking by sitting with yourself and asking these powerful questions that Dr. Michael Beckwith is going to ask us.
Many people ask disempowering questions. What's wrong? Who's to blame? Why me? Those questions keep us on a downward spiral of picking up on the database of human consciousness and all of its woes and complaints and fears and doubts and worries that move through the mind of the human experience. The real life visioning process is based upon asking questions that are empowering, that empower us. What's trying to emerge in my life? What gift do I have to give? How much power can flow through me? This is how it works. Behind every problem that we have, there's a question trying to ask itself. Behind every question, there's an answer trying to be revealed. Behind every answer, there's an action trying to be taken. And behind every action, there's a way of life trying to be born. So if you're perennially stuck in disempowering questions, your perception becomes very small, you become reactionary, and the actions that you take are just busyness. Survival busyness has nothing to do with embracing a large goal or a great vision for your life. So we ask, and I implore you to ask powerful questions. We want to ask questions. What gift am I to give to the world? What is trying to emerge in my life? You could even ask, what is my next step to take in the downloading, the articulation, and the living of my vision? Now here's the deal. As you begin to ask empowering questions, you begin to activate the soul faculty of hearing. One of the arts that have been lost in our world is the art of listening. Individuals fail to listen and they fail to comprehend. Listening is a lost art. You want to bring listening back in your spiritual practice. So in life visioning, as we begin to feel that we're surrounded by a universal presence of divine love, we begin to ask the question, what is the vision for my life? What is the universe seeking to express through me? What is the idea that the universe is trying to make as my life? What's trying to emerge? And then we have a moment of pure listening. Without judgment or censorship, we just begin to listen. And that which is called the still, small voice, we begin to understand, after a while becomes the only voice. The chatter in the mind, we no longer hear that. We begin to hear what's trying to emerge. I want you to begin to practice for a moment. I want you to begin, even with your eyes open, first with your eyes open, begin to feel that you're surrounded by an atmosphere of love. The universe is for you, there's nothing against you. Begin to think about times in your life where someone really supported you and loved you. They got you, they understood you. They weren't trying to get anything from you, they just loved you. I want you to feel into that. And I want you to understand that that is just a small figment of how the universe loves you. Just a little bit. But feel into that love right now. Now close your eyes. And feel that you're in a safe environment and you are truly loved. With every breath you take, that feeling of being loved is being amplified. Remember, you're on purpose. You are an on purpose with a purpose to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never quite happened before. Now ask this question. What idea is the universe trying to express through me? What is seeking to emerge in my life? What is the universe up to as my life? Now listen with that inner ear. What is the universe up to as your life? Not what society wants you to do, not what your parents want you to do, not what your college system wants you to do, not what your religion wants you to do, but this God has in store for you. What does the universal presence have in store for you? Listen. See with the inner eye. Feel with your heart. And allow it to articulate itself to you. This is a vision. It's not in the future. It's in you right now, even though it will take time to manifest and become visible. It's speaking to you right now. Feel into it. What is the universe up to as my life? We're going to do one more question. Of course, in the entire life visioning process, there's five questions and contemplations we go through, but we're going to go through two of them right now. The next one is, what must I become to manifest the vision that I am beginning to see? Becoming is our growing edge. Where must I grow? Where must I unfold? What habits must change? What thought patterns must dissolve? What must I become? Listen. Ear. With the ear, beyond ear. There is a master vision for your life. You are loaded and coded with it. It does not come from external sources. It's within you. You are now participating in your own unfolding by asking empowering questions and listening. ultimately saying yes. When you say yes, when you speak the dynamic yes, the divine yes, the universal presence has an access point to express through. The presence can only do for you what it can do through you. It can't do for you what it can't do through you. You're giving permission with the yes and with the right questions. Say yes. Say yes to your greatness. Say yes to the elegance. Say yes to the beauty. Say yes to the permanent prosperity. Say yes to capital S success. Say yes to life. You don't have to pray to God. God is praying that you let God through your sacred yes. Are you willing?
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. Nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love, to love.
And I mean all these words I say. And you don't have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our heart says. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. I wanna be loved.
There's nothing better. It's better by far. So let yourself reach for the
Nothing can be better.